Welcome! You are listening to the Humans of K-Park podcast, produced and created by student journalists for KP Media. Each episode will feature a different student or staff member, each of whom will bring their own unique experiences to share.
Hi, you're listening to Humans of K-Park podcast. I am Stephanie Garcia, and I'm joined by...
Morgan Dozier.
Thanks for being in our show today. Congrats on qualifying for state swim meets.
Thank you so much.
For how long have you been doing swim?
I've been doing swim for about, I think it's either 7 or 8 years. So I've been doing it for a long, long time.
Wow. How did you get a start into swim?
Oh, okay. My sister started swimming before me. She's graduated now. But I started watching her swim because my parents didn't want to leave me at home. So I would go and watch her swim with, like, everybody else. And then I just had this really weird thought one day. I was just like, I have to be better than her, you know? And so I just went on this journey of just trying to, like, be better than my older sister. And so here I am now.
That's cool, I guess. Have you tried any other sports other than swim?
So I did soccer for about 2 years when I was really young, and then I got into gymnastics for 6 months. It wasn't the best 6 months of my life, because every time I would get on one of those, like, really thin beams, I would always fall off or hit my head or something, and so my parents were just like, that's probably not a good idea for her, since she keeps hurting herself. So then we went to swimming, and swimming, you're not on land or anything, so you don't fall over, so it was a good fit for me.
Why was it that swim was your favorite?
I think it was just because I really like being at peace. Like, I don't like hearing a lot because it kind of just, like, makes me anxious. So when you're in the water, you're just with yourself, you know? Nobody else is around you, and it's just you and whatever your thoughts are, and you can just really just go at the water, you know?
You already mentioned that you started doing swim because you wanted to get better than your sister, but mm-hmm. Is there any other reason you chose to do swim in high school?
I chose to do swim in high school because... I don't know. I had previously met, my sister was a senior my freshman year, and so I knew a lot of her friends were swimmers, and so I just fell in love with the team and fell in love with the coach, and I think it was the best decision for me because, I mean, we're seriously a family now, and it's just, I love it.
That's very good. Do you compete outside of school or only in school?
I compete in a club. I used to be on Blue Tide, but now I switched over to Nihau. Both teams are great. Both teams are very different, and I love them equally, but I needed something new, and I needed something different, so I decided to switch teams.
That's good. What are your practices like, scheduled like, between high school and your swim club?
Okay, normally swim practice is at 6 o'clock in the morning, so I have to wake up at 5:25 and give myself an extra 5 minutes to just lay in bed and think about my decisions, you know? Normally my club practice is at, club practice, hold on, I'm trying to think, because club practice is at 6 o'clock and it goes to 8, and then high school practice goes from 6 in the morning to around 7:30, 7:35. It depends.
How challenging is it, like, during the school year for you, like, with your schedule?
It's really challenging, actually, because I get home pretty late at night because where I go is a little far. It's in New Caney.
Okay.
So I get home around 8:25, 8:30. I have to shower really quick, and normally I'm in bed by 9:30 because then that gives me a solid, like, 7.5 hours to get a good rest, and then wake up and do it all over again, you know, wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and it's worked for me for a while, and I mean, I wish I got a little bit longer to sleep in, you know,
yeah.
But I can't really complain.
Do you have practice every day?
Yes, so every day except Thursdays on a block week, I swim for high school. And then every day for my club, too. And sometimes Saturday, but I don't like going on Saturdays because I don't want to wake up on a weekend.
Do you like your team this year?
Oh, I love it. I love it so much. I've really grown to know these girls. I've really grown to love them. Sure, we've all had our moments, you know, always cranky. But, I mean, it's been a great year, and I'm really proud of who we are and where we've come from, and it's just great.
That's really good. Do you have, like, a normal diet, or do you have to eat certain things for, like, this meet or to make you faster or give you more strength?
Some girls definitely have a diet. I watch my calories and around this time of year, I don't normally eat as much because I still want to keep slim and I still want to, you know, keep my weight at what it should be, which is, around like 120 because I have to keep my muscle 120, 125, around there. Around this time of year, you really don't want to lose any muscle. Because, I mean, you need a lot of it if you're going to pull and kick the water.
What are your main events?
Okay, so I normally do, for high school, I do 100 fly and 2 IM. And then I'm on 2 relays, which is the 2 medley relay and then the 4 free relay. But sometimes I'm substituted for the 2 free relay. And then for my club, I've really gotten to, like, the 400 IM, which it's a lot, but I find that it's more comfortable to me since I get a kind of taste of everything. I still do 100 fly and 2 IM, but I'm starting to branch out to 100 and 200 breast just because we don't have a lot of breaststrokers on our team. And I feel like if I'm going to be useful for next year, I need to be more versatile to do everything that my coach needs me to do and everything that my team needs me to do. So I'm starting to branch out a little bit more.
What is your best event and why?
Oh, okay. probably 100 fly. I'm not the fastest 100 flyer on my team. That goes to Hannah Dove. She recently broke a record, so she's doing really good this year. but it has to be 100 fly because, I don't know, I need a reason to push myself more and get myself more out there. And I'm still trying to break a minute. So I got really close this year, and then I lost it at region day 2 finals. I gained a second, and that was really devastating for me. So I just have to get better by next year, you know?
I think you can do it.
Thank you.
What is your toughest event and why?
Oh, 100 fly. it's physically taxing and it's mentally taxing because I wanted to go sub-zero for such a long time and I didn't do that. So I was just constantly beating myself up over it. And it's not a good thing to do. You can't really get mad at yourself since you were physically exhausted. You physically exhausted yourself. And I mean, there's really nothing you can do except for prepare yourself for the next meet and prepare yourself for getting better and pushing yourself more. And
what were district and regions like?
On the bus ride over there, it was so stressful because, I mean, you're just kind of envisioning what the day is going to be like, you know? You're thinking about, oh, if I do this in this event, how will that affect me in this event, a later event? And it's just kind of getting over that mental, like, oh, you're not going to do very good, blah, 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 blah. It's just your brain speaking, and you just kind of have to learn to ignore that.
What was the highlight of them?
I think cheering on my team, that was definitely fun. I loved seeing them just grow and beat the other teams. I think, really just watching them swim and seeing how much they've grown and how far they've come since then, since the very beginning of the year.
Was there, like, a hard part of it?
Ooh. Yeah, there was. So after finals of region day two, after my 100 fly, I looked at my time and everything, you know, that I'd been working towards just crashed on me. You know, I was expecting to go my best time and be my best, but when I looked at the clock, I just broke, you know. I started crying and I went over to my coach and he was like, well, there's really nothing you can do right now. Like, and it wasn't what I wanted to hear, but it was what I needed to hear. I needed to hear that, you know, stuff happens and you don't always swim your best. And it, you just really have to pick yourself back up and start again.
Describe the feeling when you knew you had advanced.
Advanced to state?
Yeah.
I was so excited. I mean, because me and my teammates, we had been debating on whether or not we would go to state. Because I think none of us, I think a few of us made it, like, advanced really quickly. So it's top one and two go to state automatically. And then, so there are, I think there are, like, eight districts. So if one, if the first and second person from each district goes on immediately, there's 16. Those are 16 people. And so I think you need 24 to make three, what's it called?
To make it to state?
Yeah, to make it to state, you have to be top one and two. And then there are call-ups. So call-ups are the people, they line up all the times from, like, all the other districts, and there has to be eight people. So they look at the times, and they're like, oh, okay, so these top eight people are moving on. Those are the call-ups. And so when we made call-ups, it was really exciting because we knew that we weren't going to make the top one and two, so we were just really hoping that we would make call-ups. And when we did, it was just, we were so happy, and we were just really ecstatic with each other. It was just, it was fun. It was really fun.
What was the biggest struggle this season, and how have you tried to work through it?
Quite a few of us swimmers got injured recently. It was mostly our backs were hurting or, like, our shoulders were spent. And so I think it was just overcoming that physical pain and having to work through it every single day. That was probably the hardest part.
What is your ultimate swim goals in high school and after you graduate? I mean, before you graduate.
I have only ever made state last year as an alternate and this year on a relay. So I'm hoping that next year or my senior year, I will make state an individual event. I mean, that's really what I'm working towards right now because coach says I have potential, but I need to show that I can do it and I will do it.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
I don't think so.
Well, thank you for your time and I hope you do good in state.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for listening to the latest episode of Humans of K-Park. Stay tuned for the next episode coming soon.